Join us today on the Water Table. This episode is filmed live from Farm Fest in Morgan, Minnesota. I hope you enjoy the great guests. This is the Water Table.
A chance to hear the agricultural side of these issues.
A place for people to go find information and education.
Water management is just going to become even more critical into the future.
How misunderstood what we do is.
I would encourage people to open their minds and listen to this dialogue.
Well, I'm back with Mike Litzau from Litzau Farm Drainage. Mike, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit? What do you do? Where are you from?
Sure can, or I'll try. So I'm Mike Litzau with Litzau Farm Drainage. Been doing drainage since I was 9 or 10. I started helping Grandpa and Dad out in the fields doing some surveying and stuff like that. I think we started at Litzau Farm Drainage was started in 1972. So last year was our 50th year. So been around a little while. A lot of changes in that time frame. Went from one plow to now running multiple crews and all kinds of stuff going on. So
yeah,
always something new and something challenging.
Anything exciting about your business? Any major changes you've made in the last couple years?
I'd say growth. We're on a, I think and feel like we're on a pretty good growth spurt. Adding crews, getting some really good employees, which today's world can be challenging, but it's very rewarding when you get that. They're part of the growth and help the growth. So
sure.
Changing, updating equipment. It seems almost always something new coming out in the equipment world. And we've added full auto GPS to our like mainline hose. Our bigger excavators are all full auto GPS now. That was a huge step in trying to get more efficient and do even better work on like county mainline projects and just mainlines and private projects. So
any challenges in your business? What's the most challenging part of your business? I know you brought up employees.
Well, I was gonna say
probably not the employees you already have, probably finding new employees. I don't want you to burn your bridge there.
Yeah,
with
no,
saying
it's
too much.
It's I would say with any growth there is always challenges, and I mean you look at Prinsco, they're a big company, they had to get there somehow, and no matter how much you sit and you go, oh, we're gonna add another crew, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, there's something hidden that no matter how much you thought it through, it comes up and it's like, well, that's gonna cost us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or is this person, you know, and employees, adding good employees to try to make that happen is a big thing, and to try to get people that match the culture that you're trying to build can be very challenging. So that is definitely something that can be hard.
Do you have any crystal ball on what drainage might look like in the future, or where we're headed with regulations or anything?
Yeah, I can give some opinions on that, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess one thing we get excited about is 3-inch. The last few years we've been doing a bunch of 3-inch, and I think and feel there's going to be more and more of that. I think there's going to be more contractors doing it. I think from an installer point of view, from the farmer point of view, and from the tile supplier point of view, I think 3-inch is a great thing. And I feel that we're going to have more of that in the future. I think there's going to be more watersheds come up, and what watersheds are a very challenging thing. There's some locally that are popping up, and we got to try to look at them as not being restrictive, even though to a sense they are, but we can't flood everyone out by pushing water downstream, and that's probably the reason some of the watersheds are coming in. So I think there's going to be more of them. There's going to be challenges to everyone in the drainage industry when these watersheds come up, and the watersheds are after water quality and flooding issues. And as contractors and tile suppliers and all the equipment suppliers, somehow we're gonna have to navigate through that to try to find an easy way to get through that, because it is going to be a challenge. In the next 10 years, I think there's going to be a lot of them that pop up. And we deal with a bunch of them already, and I would say for the most part, they're really good to deal with, but when they come to a new area, it's good to be proactive. We can't all sit back and wait for someone else to do it. Like, that's not going to work out, so...
Yeah, the industry will need... There'll be some great opportunity for some leaders to step up within the industry. And yes, it's going to become regulated with new watersheds developing, but have a voice on that on the front end, you know? Be a part of that so that it doesn't get so overstepped. But also be conscious that water quality is a giant factor, and that's kind of the purpose, you know, of managing that. So,
yeah, I'd agree with that. Hugely agree with that. They're... If you like fishing, you like skiing, you like your cabin on the lake, we all want better water. So we all just got to get through this and not think it's just trying to, oh, they don't want us to get rid of our water. No, they do, but we got to find some kind of even ground on it.
Yep, absolutely. So, a nice, healthy balance where farming can still be productive and profitable,
yep,
and we can still find a way to continue our quest on more water quality.
Yep, that's a really good way to put it. Yep.
Yep. What would you say is the most rewarding part of running a drainage business?
So I would say when we meet customers and they tell us the struggles of their farm, and farm ground it's always been worth money, and it seems like in today's world it's worth a lot of money. So I would say it's when we can take that and we add value to their ground, and we fix it up, and their efficiencies go up, they're planting better, they harvest better, they're just bringing more value to their ground, and then hearing back from them saying, man, that made a huge difference. So I would say just knowing that we're bringing a lot of value to their operations is very rewarding to me and the employees, because it means a lot when we go out there and do the work and then hear back, man, I can't wait to see this farm. Or we're doing another project for them a year later, 2 years later, and they go, yeah, that last farm you guys did is just, it's amazing, night and day difference. It's an awesome farm now. That is, it's so great to hear that. And everyone gets busy, so you always don't get to hear that. But it's great when you get the good feedback.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. I hear often from contractors that say, yeah, I was in this area a couple years ago and, you know, I tiled for this guy and now his neighbor sees the difference and now I'm back doing it for him, because he didn't know if it was maybe best for his farm, but after seeing what it did to his neighbors, he's 100% on board. And
yeah, and that happens a lot, and it's awesome to hear that. It's the guy who didn't know if he wanted it, and then he sees the difference, and he's not even farming it.
Yep.
He just wants to do it because he knows the benefit that's coming. That's awesome.
Within drainage, there's a lot of misconceptions. What do you think the biggest misconception is out there from people that aren't involved in farming or drainage?
The biggest one I would say is that they think we're still out there, just it's all about tiling wetlands, and a lot of people that don't know farming or drainage think that all we do is ruin land, and it's 100% the other way. Every time a tile goes in the ground, we're improving water quality, we're improving erosion issues. There's just so many benefits, and I think the general public don't know that. And somehow, and this is probably going to be part of the watershed stuff too, is somehow we got to figure out a way on how to educate everyone, from installers, farmers, and the general public, and especially the general public. They need to somehow, if we could get something out there to educate them on what tile actually does versus what they've been told that it does and kind of lied to, would be huge for all of us.
Yeah.
So,
you know, there's been a lot of programs and stuff like Farm America and, you know, a lot of educational sites where people can go and tour and basically see what water quality practices we have in place and what we can do. So it's exciting to see that there are things like that coming on board. And
yeah, and I would say another one would be to try to get farmers to do some more water quality stuff. Some of them, when you look back, probably 20, 30 years ago, and someone wanted to go to the NRCS and put, hey, we're going to put a terrace up, they'd make it 4 foot wide on the top, and then you can't farm it. And some farmers are still afraid to put in terraces because they think they're going to have this chunk of dirt in the middle of their farm. They got to farm around, and it's not convenient. And even that's not true anymore. We want to make them farmable, and the equipment got bigger, so you just got to move a little more dirt. But when you do that, you can take, say you take that erosion issue, and now they can farm it, and it's done eroding. And it just comes down to educating farmers that the practice of us installers, or even what the NRCS wants to see, has changed, and in my opinion, changed for the good. So,
yep. is it hard to work through permitting issues and permitting, you know, getting permits for projects? Is that, what's that process like? Is it a giant pain?
Yeah, so that would, every project's a little different, and some of them go really good and they're painless and they're seamless, and some of them are very trying, and you're going to spend a lot of time, and you're going to talk to multiple agencies, and you will get conflicting answers from both agencies, or whatever. You could, sometimes it's up to 5, 6, 7 of them, and you'll get different answers from every one of them, and nobody wants to take the responsibility of who's given the okay here. So it's sure. It very much like, I'd like to say they're all good, but some projects are very, very difficult to navigate through. And then nowadays, easements are huge. So even if you think you have a private project that, hey, this is good, and we got all this through, and then all of a sudden, neighbors got to be on board too. And until that easement signed, verbal's great, and hey, yeah, you know, we're gonna go through this, and we're getting the easement, and I can't wait. And when the paper is there, some people get cold feet and don't want to sign that easement. So
sure.
Even just neighboring people got to get along.
Yeah.
So.
Well, people in general just need to find a way to get along.
That's very true. But yeah. It's, yeah. So every project's a little different. For the most part, they're pretty seamless. You just attend some meetings and get your paperwork filled out correctly, and hope they go good.
Yeah. As a farmer, do you find that some people think they can't tile their land, so they just kind of give up on the idea? Do you ever have issues where people think they can't get it tiled, where you can, you know, go to the watershed or go to the permitting boards and actually get them an approval?
Oh, yeah. For sure you run across that. Well, we checked years ago, and it's just too much work, or we had this company check it, and we don't think it's going to work. Well, if it's still bothering you, maybe let's get it checked out. And, you know, we're within Litza Farm Drainage. We try to do as much permitting as we can. Like, we can't do all of it, but we're going to try. We will do as much as we can to try to get projects through and assist and attend meetings and help fill out paperwork and just try to make it as good as we can for the customer or the farmer. And it's, yeah, we definitely have some where they thought they couldn't do it, or the watershed wouldn't give them permission, and we go in and get permission. And that can be a great feeling in itself. So
sure.
You know, but yeah, it's real where people think that, and then, hey, no, we'll get this done for you. So,
you know, is there something different that you're doing? Or are you just asking different questions? Or because if the farmer tried it and it didn't work a couple years ago, what could you possibly do that makes it different this time?
So it might not even be within us. It could be just a change on like a watershed board.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it could be that simple. Or when they sent in their 1026 paperwork, it comes back different. But we will also spend time and more time than other contractors to, well, if this didn't work, why didn't it work? Okay, well, what if we do this, or what if we do this? And you try to look at it from different angles and different point of views and just get it figured out. And it, I mean, something crazy's got to happen that you can't get a project to work out. So what do you see coming in the future?
Way to put me on the spot there.
Yeah, so I was gonna throw it back at
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to get any easier to tile. I think we're going to have to adapt. As a farmer and a contractor and a supplier, we're all going to have to adapt with water quality. It's important. Don't get me wrong. We're all for water quality. But just like we talked earlier, you have to get along. So as an industry and as environmentalists and stewards of the land, we all should be on the same page and work together for it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's good.
Yeah. And innovation's a big piece of it, too. I mean, there's products that are, they're kind of, all, you know, there'll be technologies and products. 10 years ago, I didn't know what a saturated buffer was, or, nitrate wetland, you know.
Tap tease.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to it. That there's a lot of change.
You know, I would say just education, I think, is going to be huge. I think educating installers on water quality or just different methods of doing stuff, and that same education, if we can reach it out to the general public, I think is going to be huge. I just feel it's coming with the push for water quality. And the more everyone knows that that's accurate information is going to be better for our industry. So,
nope. Well said. All right, Mike. Well, that's all I got. Thanks for joining us on the water table, and enjoy the rest of FarmFest.
Will do. You too. It's a hot one out here.
Yeah. So. Thanks.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode. I have so much fun recording these. I hope you have as much fun listening as I do recording. These episodes are available on all major podcast platforms as well as YouTube. So find them and download them when you can. Thanks for joining us.